Miss Runkle's fifth grade class, also known as the Super Potatoes.
Our fifth grade class will inform you about the world around you. You can download this on your computer, iPod, or any other portable device.
You might be wondering why we are called the Super Potatoes. Our class voted on a name, and the Super Potatoes won. And our podcast is named the Portable Potatoes.
Good morning, America. This is our very first podcast. This one will be about science, microscopes, and much, much more. We have just recently been learning about singular and multicellular animals. We have looked at some of these under the microscopes.
Hello, and welcome to Batty Bad Jokes. I'm your host, Mike, and with my co-star, Chris.
So, what are the bad jokes going to be today?
Well, you'll just have to wait and find out after this commercial break.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Henry the Anteater, and I'm here to tell you about my job as an exterminator.
Henry works at Global Exterminator Service, also known as GES, and is great with getting rid of ants and termites.
You don't have to pay me. Well, heck, I'll pay you. I'm getting lunch for free.
So if you want Henry to help you with your problem, call 1-800-HENRY-THE-EXTERMINATOR. Call soon.
Call soon.
Please remember that this is not a real number and it will not work if you call. Thank you.
Oh, and we're back with Batty Bad Jokes.
So, can I hear the jokes now?
Yeah, sure. Here they are. What do you call a grasshopper that doesn't hop?
I have no idea.
A grass walker.
Wow, that really was a bad joke. What's the next one?
All right, fine. Here it is. Who ate the plants, the grasshopper or the cricket?
I don't know. Who?
The cricket, because he was found at the chirp of the scene.
Wow, that's another bad joke. I hope you enjoyed our Batty Bad Jokes. See you next time.
Breaking news from the Potato House. Henry the Hip Hop Hippo is in serious condition after being blown away by a hurricane. Right now, M. Diddy and I are in a jet heading to Antarctica.
We're back with J. Diddy and Henry the Hip Hop Hippo.
Henry, how long have you been here?
Well, I've been just chilling out here for about 2 days now. But I'm telling you, it's been like forever, man. You know what I'm saying, dude?
How do you like living in Antarctica?
Well, there's these two little black things that look like they don't know how to walk. But the best part is, there's these other things that eat those freaky wobbly things.
How are you staying alive?
Well, I'm barely alive. After you finish this interview, I'll probably die. You know, it's because there isn't food for me to eat. Like, man, I'm starving to death here. All I need is some grass, but I don't see any. I need help.
Well, thanks for sharing that, Henry. I have one more comment for you. We're going to take you back to Africa.
Thank you so much. I love you.
Right. We have just put Henry the Hip Hop Hippo back in his habitat. That's for all from the Potato House. See ya.
Later.
We got all types of animals, including frogs, mealworms, and grasshoppers. We have been keeping them in terrariums so they're not hopping all over the room. We have been watching them for a month. We also grew plants in the dark and in the light. And now to Harriet and Claire with Vocabulary Corner.
Hi, I'm Harriet.
And I'm Claire.
And this is Vocabulary Corner.
The first word of the day is interdependence. But before I tell you the meaning of interdependence, I have some people who just called in to tell us what they think it means. And then I will reveal what it means. Call number one, you're on the air.
I think interdependence means to be independent.
Thanks. Let's go to our next caller.
I think interdependent means to help each other out to live.
Thanks, caller two. Now let's go to our final call.
I would say it would be about where a group of people are working together to try to survive and help each other out.
Now, I'll reveal the real meaning of interdependence. Interdependence, two animals working together to find food.
The second word of the day is picnic. But before I tell you what it means, we have some people who just called in to tell us what they think it means. And then I will tell you the real meaning of pigment. Caller number one here on the air.
I think pigment is when when only one animal tries to survive on its own.
Thanks, caller number one. Now let's go to our next caller.
I think pigment is when an animal stays by itself.
Now let's go to our final call.
I think it means that it's like a natural coloring.
Now I reveal the real meaning of pigment. Pigment, a natural coloring or dye.
And that was Vocabulary Corner from Harriet and Claire.
Today we are interviewing some animals. Their names are Sally the Snail and Sandy the Squirrel. So let's get started with Sally.
I'm calling from a rock in the middle of Kansas, and I have a little problem.
What's your problem?
I'm too slow when my enemies can get me very easily. Can you help me?
Sure, we can help you. One thing, you could hide in tall grass where your enemies can't find you. Does that work?
I've tried that. Do you have something else?
Find a rock where you can be camouflaged so they can't find you. Now let's meet our next guest, Sandy the Squirrel.
Hi! My problem is that I live in a spot that has no food for me to eat.
Well, you could try something else to eat or adapt to a new environment with the food you like.
That's a great idea.
That's all we have today, folks, with Animal Advice. See you next week.
Ah! Help!
Oh my gosh, what was that? Don't worry, I am Nancy Blue, the Great Detective, and I will get to the bottom of this.
Have no fear, Nancy Blue is here. I know we can solve this mystery.
Oh no, the poor cricket got eaten.
Ha. What was that?
Oh look, there's Mrs. Butterfly.
Did you see anything, Mrs. Butterfly?
All I heard was hopping.
Is that all?
Yes, I was flying down Bear Street as I heard it.
Thanks, Mrs. Butterfly.
Let's go ask Robbie Rabbit. Robbie Rabbit, can you tell us what you saw?
I saw a glimpse of green while I was hopping by.
That helps a lot. Thanks.
You should ask Mr. Toad. He was walking by when it happened.
Come on, guys. I'll take you.
Hi, guys. What's up?
Hi, Mr. Toad. Have you seen or heard anything about the cricket murderer?
I saw a red tongue.
I wonder who it could be.
Well, we know it is green, it hops, and it has a red tongue.
I know. It's Freddy the Frog.
Good thinking. Nancy Glue, we have solved this mystery. Let's go talk with her.
Freddy, we need to talk to you.
Okay.
Do you by chance know if you ate the poor cricket?
Okay, I did it. I'm sorry, she just looks so yummy.
Yay! We solved the mystery!
In the afternoon after school, some girls helped out with the frogs. One got loose in the school. And now to Patrick and Cameron with Animal Jokes of the Week.
Hi, and welcome to Animal Jokes of the Week.
Today, Patrick and I will be telling jokes.
Well, let's get started. You first, Cameron.
What did the lion say to the pack mule?
I don't know.
You better start packing before I eat you.
Why did the anteater keep asking the same question?
Why?
He couldn't find an answer.
What did the platypus say to the fox?
You can't eat me.
Why?
I'm Duck Bill Gates.
What did the dodo say to the saber tooth?
You'll never catch me. I can fly.
Why didn't the giraffe run from the lion?
He was blind.
Well, that's it for this week.
Those were some good animal jokes. And now to Kevin and Emily with Interview an Animal.
Hi, this is Kevin and Emily with Animal Interviews. Today we are interviewing a grasshopper. Hi, Mr. Grasshopper. How are you doing today?
Fine.
Mr. Grasshopper, what is your favorite food?
Flowers and leaves.
Where do you sleep, Mr. Grasshopper?
In the grass.
What are your enemies?
Birds and humans.
How do you make all your music?
By rubbing my wings and legs against my rugged legs.
How do you jump so far?
By using my long hind legs.
You, Mr. Grasshopper, and bye for now.
You're welcome. Bye.
Wow, those were some cool interviews.
Hello. Welcome to Animal Trivia. I'm your host, Frida the Frog. And with all these flies, I'll be feasting tonight. Today's guests are Tiki the Termite, Billy the Bear, and Taylor the Tasmanian Devil. Okay, here's our first question. What helps a plant grow?
It's honey.
Wrong.
It's photosynthesis.
Right, you've run 3 termites and 1 honey cup.
What's up with that?
that.
Okay, next question. What is a carnivore?
Oh, that is so simple. It is an animal that eats only plants.
Wrong. It's an animal that only eats meat.
Correct. All right, you've earned more termites and honey.
How come this keeps happening?
Well, I guess I could give you guys some of my food that I earned.
Really?
I could, but I'm not going to.
Okay. Oh no, we're in sudden death. Next question. Is the Venus flytrap a carnivore or an omnivore?
It's a carnivore. It only eats flies.
Correct. Oh no, more questions. Does a pitcher plant have photosynthesis?
Yes, it does. Well, I could explain it, but I'm going to let Tiki.
Okay, Tiki, you explain.
Pitcher plant has photosynthesis, like all plants, but some just choose not to use it.
Correct. See you next time on Animal Trivia.
And stay tuned for next week's podcast. This is the Porta Potato signing off. Thank you.